Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1281, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Eddie Cantor, Packy Dolan, Isham Jones, and Fred Rich. And then we'll be on our way. Last week, January 25th, marked the birth in 1904 in County Longford, Ireland, of Patrick James Dolan, better known as Packy. His father, John, was a fiddler and gave Packy his first lessons on the instrument. In December 1919, Packy and his 13-year-old sister Veronica were sent to live in Brooklyn with an aunt, and he completed his schooling in New York. He found work as a plumber's helper and bolstered his income by playing the fiddle in the evenings. In 1927, he recorded two duets for Brunswick with pianist Ed Geffigan, followed by duets with Michael Coleman and solo recordings for Columbia. He formed his own group, the Melody Boys, which included a second fiddler, banjo, tin whistle, bodhran, a type of Irish drum, and bones. Packy recorded 24 sides for Victor in six sessions over 22 months, including some vaudeville-style songs. In the summer of 1929, Packy visited Ireland to perform with Ed Geffigan and returned to New York just as the stock market crashed. He was nonetheless able to find work and married Marguerite Finneran, with whom he had daughter Marjorie, born in 1932. The family was planning to return permanently to Ireland in September when Packy was one of 68 men killed when a boiler explosion sank a ferry transporting construction workers to Rikers Island Prison in the East River. He was just 28 years of age. Here are three from Packy Dolan.
You are charged with being drunk, says the judge with a frown, to one Dan O'Reilly, the rake of the town. I'll admit, yes, your honor, I seldom go dry. If you let me explain, sure, I'll just tell you why. Oh, a drink in the morning is good for the sight, and 20 or 30 between that and night. Drink enough, going to bed, and just think it no sin to get up in the morning and at it again. Sure, if I was to throw my cruiskeel on away, then who'd drown the shamrock on St. Patrick's Day? In winter or summer, in June or July, I drink punching till the day I die. Be it sin for my sake to claim all that's earthly of Riley the rig. His knock I don't answer, for all is serene, for immune is O'Reilly from drinking poteen. Oh, a drink in the morning is good for the sight, and 20 or 30 between that and night. Drink enough, going to bed, and just think it no sin to get up in the morning and at it again. Sure, if I was to throw my cruiskeel on away, then who'd drown the shamrock on St. Patrick's Day? In winter or summer, in June or July, I drink potsheen till the day I die. You may think by my line of discussion that I once kissed the great Blarney Stone, but I have not, but I'll tell you a story. I have often kissed Mother Malone. Some lads, when they go out a-courting, why, they have not the pluck of a mouse. They stand at the corner and whistle. They're afraid to go into the house. But I always walk in with my swagger, as if the old place was my own. and I sit myself down with good evening. How are you, old Mother Malone? Then I kiss the old woman and treat the old man. Johnny, a dollar, and shake hands with Dan. Fight for the sister, do all I can, oh, do all I can. Then I'll go out with my girl Mary Ann. Well, I don't leave Bean courting a fortnight. When her heart and her hand I had won, and the first time I went to the cottage, the old lady, she called me her son. When I asked the old man for his daughter, his son-in-law soon I would be. And he says, by my soul, Packy Dolan, you can have both my daughter and me.
If you were listening closely to the lyrics, you heard Packy Dolan refer to himself toward the end of Mother Malone from Victor 21541, made May 3, 1928. Before that, the Irish reel Mullen's Fancy, the tune also known as The Boys of Ballinahinch, Rising Sun, The Strawberry Blossom, and Packy Dolan's, among others. That was recorded in the same session as Mother Malone, issued on Victor 21484, which unfortunately doesn't credit the piano accompanist. We started a little tribute to Packy Dolan with A Drink in the Morning. Take 2 from January 22, 1929 was issued on Victor Ethnic Irish Series V-29034. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. You know who hasn't had a birthday segment in a while? That's right, Eddie Cantor. This past week, January 31st, or thereabouts, marked the birth in 1892 in New York's Lower East Side of Edward Israel Iskovitz. You know him better as actor, comedian, dancer, singer, and songwriter, Eddie Cantor. He was orphaned before he was 3 and raised by his grandmother, Esther, whose last name was Kantrowitz, resulting in his being given the last name of Cantor. His career began as a singing waiter at Kerry Walsh's Coney Island Saloon, and he started in vaudeville in 1907, appearing at New York's Clinton Music Hall, accompanied on piano by Jimmy Durante. Cantor made his Broadway debut in 1917 in Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic, moving on to the Ziegfeld Follies, other musical comedies staged by the Schuberts, and his own shows, including Kid Boots, which ran for 479 performances and was also a Paramount silent film. His recording career also began in 1917, first with Victor, and from 1921 to 25 exclusively with Columbia, before returning to Victor. Cantor was heard on radio as early as 1922, but his career took off in 1931 with an appearance on Rudy Valley's Fleischmann's Yeast Hour, and he was soon the world's highest-paid radio star. He made a number of short films and silent features in the 20s, and turned down the lead in The Jazz Singer, but went on to be a film star in 1930 with the screen version of Whoopi, continuing to make films until 1948. Cantor was politically active, helping form Actors' Equity in 1919, and was the second president of the Screen Actors Guild from 1933 to 35. He made his television debut in 1944, and in the early 50s was a host of the Colgate Comedy Hour. He entertained troops during World War II and was instrumental in establishing the March of Dimes. Eddie Cantor died October 10, 1964, and is interred in Hillside Memorial Park in Culver City, California. Here's the Prophet of Pep and Old Banjo Eyes.
Some girls are cute and pretty, some girls are wise. Some girls love algebra and others custard pie. But I'm a girl that has no look, she's only 4 feet high. But still I'm wild about her, and here's the reason why. My girl uses mineral lava, that's why I'm her beau. And I'm going to tell her father that I love her so. Her eyes are crossed, nose turned up, still it brings me joy. For when her cheek is next to mine, oh mother, guide your boy. My girl uses mineral lava, buys it by the jar. Gets the money from her wealthy pa. Her face was wrinkled, couldn't read it. Looked like it was corny and pleated. But since she's uses mineral lava, I love her so. Some girls have pretty figures, some girls are smart. Some girls like horseback riding, others break your heart. Though my girl failed in spelling and geography as well, I'll say I'm wild about her, the reason you can tell. My girl uses mineral lava, that's why I'm her beau. And I'm going to tell her father that I love her so. I call each night at her home, what a lovely place. I try to spoon, but very soon he plasters up her face. Though my cutie is a beauty and her dad has dough, don't know why she should neglect me so. I know she is the social butt, but still she plays around with mutt. But since she uses mineral lava, I love her so. My girl uses mineral lava, buys it by the jar, gets the money from her wealthy pa. Her face was wrinkled, couldn't beat it, looked like it was caught and pleated. But then she uses mineral lava, I love her so.
Kids say that the world today is all upside down. Sometimes they're smiling, sometimes they frown. My heart felt sore for the kid next door when I heard him cry. Here's what he told me when I asked him why. I played horsey down the street with my broom down the street. When somebody moved the street, I fore down and go boom. Then I got up on my horse, broom of course, was my horse. When somebody moved the horse, I fore down and go boom. I cried and cried and ran home to Ma. It's better now, but how that certain place was hurting, Mama put me right to bed, oh my head. In my dreams they moved the bed, I fore down and go boom. Thank you. got a tip to buy some stocks. Lost my shirt, lost my socks. The minute that I buy some stocks, they fall down and go boom. Got some liquor yesterday from a friend round my way. Took one drink and what do you think? I fall down and go boom. The stuff they're selling us nowadays is not so good. It's apt to blind you. I'll remind you, years ago you'd buy some wine, wind up singing Adeline. Now you wind up on your spine, 'cause you pour down and go boom.
She will wait at the gate, sharp at 8, never late. When she sees him drive up in his car, she runs in the house and yells, "Mama, Joe is here. Oh, Mama, Mama, Joe is here. Take Papa and go to see a movie. You know Joe is chicken-hearted. While you're here, he won't get started. Joe is here. I'm so excited. He's the perfect dear. If I kiss him, it's not improper. That's the way you land at Papa. Oh, oh, Joe is here." What a pair. This affair is a bear, I declare. Every time we hear sister shout, we know that's our cue to get out. He's all wet, still I bet he will get sister yet. I hope they get married right away. I'm just sick of hearing sister say, "Joe is here. Oh, Mama, Mama, Joe is here. Take Papa and go to see a movie. When my Joe and I start kissing, we won't even know you're missing. Joe is here. I'm so excited. He's the perfect dear. Valentino is the master. He works fast, but Joe works faster. Oh, oh, Joe is here. Joe is here. Oh, Mama, Mama, Joe is here. Take Papa and go and see a movie. We don't care how far you wander. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Joe is here. I'm so excited. He's the perfect dear. I let him love me if he wishes. Joe is young and so ambitious. Oh, oh, Joe is here.
Joe is here. Well, maybe not in person, but at least here via Columbia A3784 from December 13, 1922. Bert Kalmar wrote the lyrics and Harry Ruby the tune. I've played I Fall Down and Go Boom by Paul Clifford's master musicians, George Olson, Annette Hanshaw, Charles Fulker, and Vaughn DeLeith, but Before Joe Is Here, you heard it for the first time by Eddie Cantor from Victor 21862, January 28, 1929. That was written by the trio of James Brockman, Leonard Stevens, and B.B. Berman, and there are still a couple of recordings of it I haven't played. We started a little tribute to Eddie Cantor with Billy Williams, as you were probably able to tell, a pseudonym for Billy Jones, with My Girl Uses Mineralava. So what does that have to do with Eddie Cantor? Well, he wrote it. Fun fact, that's not Eddie Cantor's only composer credit. He also shares composer credit with Murray Mensher and Charlie Tobias for Merrily We Roll Along. It was first heard on Cantor's radio show on February 10, 1935. It was then heard in two Warner Brothers Merry Melodies cartoons, Billboard Frolics in 1935, and Toy Town Hall in 1936, and was subsequently used as the theme song for the entire Merry Melodies cartoon series through 1964. What? What's that? What's mineral lava? Cosmetic clays, or beauty clays, have been used for centuries for exfoliation and detoxification of the skin. In 1922, there were at least 7 major marketers of beauty clays in the U.S., including Mineral Lava Beauty Clay, a product of the Mineral Lava Beauty Company, which was owned by Richard Hudnut. Now hold that thought. In 1922, with the success of his film The Shake, Rudolph Valentino was an international superstar and became unhappy with the amount of money he was being paid by his studio, the famous Players Lasky Corporation. Following the advice of his soon-to-be wife, Natasha Rombova, Valentino walked out on his contract. The studio was able to keep him from making movies with any other studio, and Valentino, who spent lavishly, found himself in need of money. Remember Richard Hudnut? Well, he was Natasha Rombova's stepfather, and since there were no prohibitions in Valentino's contract against product endorsements, he and Rombova embarked on a tour of more than 88 cities in the U.S. and Canada called the Mineral Lava Exhibition Dance Tour. After performances at each stop, Valentino would tell the gathered crowds that his wife's beautiful complexion was the result of her use of Hudnut's Mineral Lava Beauty Clay. In newspaper ads, Valentino claimed to use Mineral Lava on his own countenance. At each stop, Valentino was the featured judge of a beauty contest sponsored by Mineral Lava. On November 22, 1923, all 88 of the local beauty contest semifinalists went to New York and were put up at the Waldorf Astoria. The following day, the contestants were paraded in taxis to Madison Square Garden, where Valentino and a panel of judges would decide the winner, who turned out to be Norma Niblock of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Valentino had raked in about $2,500 a week during the tour, but the press, including the Associated Press, United Press International, and the New York Times, barely covered the event at the Garden without a single mention of Mineral Lava, saying, "We're not running an advertising agency." On last week's show, I played I'm on my way to Maryland. Well, this week, we're on our way to some other locales.
Maybe a week, a month or two, where you left me, mama, I'm leaving you. And now I'm gone, don't you worry, I'm on my way down home. Don't come here lying with your fancy tales. You want to catch me, mama, be on my trail. There I'm gone, don't you worry, I'm on my way down home. You ain't got no meat. You ain't got no lot. Where you cook your bread, mama, it's most too hot. Now I'm gone, don't you worry, I'm on my way down home. Funny y'all ask when I give you your room. You was down in Florida putting on a boom. Now I'm gone, don't you worry, I'm on my way down home. the happiest day I spent in life when I was with you, baby, night after night. And now I'm gone, don't you worry, I'm on my way down home. So bye-bye, baby, and fare you well. See you again, baby, ain't no one tell. And now I'm gone, don't you worry, I'm on my way down home.
Singing, every little bluebell's ringing, I'm on my way south today. I don't want a band to meet me, if a certain hand will greet me, I'm on my way south, hooray. I can hear the darkies a-humming low, even hear them strumming that old banjo. Every little cloud looks whiter, every little star shines brighter, I'm on my way south to stay.
on my way home. I'm on my way home. Why is my heart feeling lighter? I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. Why did I buy something nice at the store? Something that she'll adore. Can't you guess who it's for? It's for someone with hair growing lighter, who's happy because I'm on my way home.
The Manhattan Musicians, a pseudonym used widely on the National Music Lovers label, with Irving Berlin's I'm On My Way Home, recorded around September of 1926. Neither Berlin nor the vocalists get credit on the label of National Music Lovers number 1167. Before that, The Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman with I'm On My Way South, written by Eddie Pola and Ted Brandt. Xonophone 5363 was recorded April 17, 1929. We started off with I'm On My Way Home. That was the Georgia Cotton Pickers. Barbecue Bob, real name Robert Hicks, and Curly Weaver, both on guitar and vocal, with Buddy Moss on harmonica. Columbia 14594-D was recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, on December 7, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Colton, Ohio, of Isham Edward Jones, to Richard Isham Jones, a violinist, and Ida Coyer. He grew up in Saginaw, Michigan, where he started his first band. In 1915, Jones moved to Chicago, where he worked at composing and led bands at the Green Mill and Fred Mann's Dance Palace, the Rainbow Gardens. Jones' 1917 draft registration card claims exemption based on a smashed right leg, an injury he suffered while working in a Saginaw coal mine. His recording career began in 1920, and he recorded exclusively for Brunswick until 1932, even owning a Brunswick record shop in Saginaw. The band went to London in 1924, and the following year, Jones moved the band's bass to New York, where they opened at the Rue de la Paix and were first heard on radio over WJZ. Jones disbanded in 1936 because of his health and settled on a ranch in Schaefer's Crossing, Colorado, 35 miles southwest of Denver, where he ran a small country general store called The Crossing. Isham Jones died of throat cancer in Golden Beach, Florida, on October 19, 1956, and is entombed in the Great Mausoleum at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale. Isham Jones was a prolific composer. His first known published song was Midsummer Evenings in 1906, when he was just 12 years old. In 1931, his composition You're Just a Dream Come True became the band's theme song. Other of his compositions include I'll See You in My Dreams, Swingin' Down the Lane, The One I Love Belongs to Somebody Else, and these. Fred Hammond, his orchestra with She's Got Him, from Victor 19737, May 1st, 1925. Fred Hammond and his orchestra were managed by Edgar Benson's booking agency and performed at the Marigold Garden in Chicago from 1923 to 25. In 1929, Fred Hamm recorded again for Brunswick, credited as Fred Hamm and his Collegians, and Vocalion as the original Wolverines. Before Fred Hamm, Paul Van Loan and his orchestra, who were at the end of a winding lane, on November 24, 1924, on Cameo 634. This was an instrumental, but there are words, written by Gus Kahn. We started off with the California Ramblers and their April 18, 1924 arrangement of It Had to Be You on Columbia 127-D. Last week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1898 in Warsaw, Poland, of Frederick Ephraim Rich to Max Risch and Anna Kieselstein. The family emigrated to the U.S. in 1906 and settled in New York, where Freddie, as he was known, took up the piano, and by his mid-teens he was accompanying silent movies. He went on to study music at the Damrosch Conservatory and led his own orchestra at the Astor Hotel from 1922 until 1928, making his first records in 1925. He also recorded dozens of piano roles in the 1920s for the Aeolian Company. In 1928, he became musical director for the Columbia Broadcasting System, deciding which orchestras, including his own, would be heard on which shows. In 1938, Rich left CBS and worked for several independent radio stations before becoming an executive in the music department at United Artists. He led bands until 1945, when an accidental fall left him partially paralyzed, and he retired in the early 1950s. He died September 8, 1956, in Los Angeles. Here's Fred Rich.
You I'm by my lonesome, wishing and waiting for love.
Last played 23 years ago, there's a rollicking rendition of Wishing and Waiting for Love by Fred Rich and his orchestra with the Rollickers Quartet on British Columbia 78, number 5662, recorded in New York on June 12, 1929. Harry Axt wrote the tune and Grant Clark the words. Before that, Fred Rich and his La Palina Orchestra with When I Close My Eyes and Dream, written by Earl Abel. Domino 4650 was recorded October 17, 1930. The vocal duo was Billy Murray and Walter Scanlon. La Palina was an Italian restaurant at 179 Navy Street in Brooklyn, and it was regular patron Kate Smith who came up with the name for the eatery. Her CBS Network radio program, Kate Smith and Her Swanee Music, was sponsored by La Palina Cigars. And remarkably, you can still dine at La Palina and smoke a La Palina. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.